Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's Friday at 6:05. That's the song you want right there on the alarm going off.
Yeah.
AC/DC, you shook me all night long.
Mm-hmm.
That'll wake you up.
Oh, God.
You know what else will? $1,000.
Yes!
Megan Noken was our latest winner in the 10K payday, and her reaction when she got the call.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm sorry for crying.
Yeah, first thing in the morning, somebody calls you, gives you $1,000. I'd cry, too.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Especially on a Friday.
God, I know.
That's the way to start off your weekend.
Cool. That's cool.
Your next chance to win $1,000, qualify as well as everybody else who put in the word, what was it, begin. Within that 15-minute period, you're all qualified for $10,000. 8 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you.
Oh, man. Listen, it's National Gourmet Coffee Day. Tomorrow's Popcorn Day. Sunday, the most important day of all, National DJ Day.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Whatever. Nobody's. How do you celebrate that, people?
What?
I don't know. Listen to music.
You bring
your headphones on.
You bring your favorite disc jockey.
Well, yeah.
A bunch of stuff.
But it's on Sunday.
Oh.
Somebody. Poor planning.
Yeah.
Poor planning, people. Very poor planning.
Why can't we observe it today?
It should always
and then
be
celebrate
on, a, yes.
on Sunday.
Yes, it should always be on a day of the week during the Monday through Friday. So if you want to bring us food gifts. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who planned that.
Yeah.
The general manager.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys don't need anything. Look at them. They don't need food.
No.
Jeez.
Good Lord. Do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
That
whatever.
Way we don't have to worry about anything.
I don't even. You know what? I don't care. It's Friday. I don't care.
Mm-mm.
I don't care.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today and over the weekend, today, tomorrow, sunshine. Plenty of sunshine. Cloudy on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Highs over the weekend today included. Low 60s, 47 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
Well, things just keep getting worse for Chris Hansen of To Catch a Predator.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right, more on that story and other stuff in the entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, celebrity Big Brother contestants, Anthony Scaramucci, Kato Kaelin, they both say, if anyone in the house wants to talk, I'll talk. Scaramucci says, I'll talk about Trump if people ask. And Kato Kaelin says, yeah, I'll talk about OJ, too. So there you go. They're the friends you want right there. There.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah, I know. There's nothing else to do in there. They can't leave. They can't go anywhere. They're stuck in the house. So you might as well listen to old Trump and Simpson stories. Oh, yay.
Let's gather around the campfire, boys and girls.
And a new Ghostbusters movie is in the works. This one stars men, so calm down, bros. Okay, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down. Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like it's going to continue where the original one kind of, or not left off, but you know, be those guys, some of them now. So they've been talking about this for a while, so it's finally happening. Announced yesterday, Gladys Knight will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Very cool. Our own
Gladys Knight.
I know. That was cool to hear. She's a sweetie. I'm glad she's doing it. Things just keep getting worse. Wow. To Catch a Predator's Chris Hansen, he's now being evicted from his New York City apartment.
What?
Yeah. And his wife is leaving him. I don't know the details on any of this, but I'm kind of trying to, I want to know what's going on here.
Yeah.
But not going well for him, of course. He was arrested for writing bad checks to pay for promotional merchandise. So, you know, poor Chris. You know,
there has to be something else going
on. I know.
On.
You know what? He was just trying to buy a bobblehead, and it just didn't work out.
Hold on. What's that, Chris?
Do you have hidden cameras on me right now?
No. Don't worry about it.
All kinds of things bouncing on him. Checks, wife.
Yes. poor guy.
What, Chris?
Do you have hidden cameras on me right now?
No, not right now.
We don't need them on you, Chris.
Days early.
Jeez, you write a bad check, the whole world knows about it, dude. That is my Panfleet deep take for this hour. Cox Business cares about you because your business isn't small to them. Visit coxbusiness.com today. 96.3 KKLZ.
Do you have hidden cameras on me right now?
Big NFL action over the weekend. It's going to be Kansas City, New England, and New Orleans and L.A. Rams.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You should have had the Bears. But anyway. This is such a sweet story because New Orleans won their game over Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Big part of that was this great wide receiver, Alshon Jeffries, who used to play for Chicago, by the way. Missed a pass, didn't catch him, went right through his hands, and basically stopped the drive that either, I think, Morty, it could have won the game.
It could have.
Yeah.
And he felt so bad. And but listen to this. This is such a sweet story. The second grade class in Philadelphia started writing letters to him to be positive, and it's not your fault and everything else. So what does the guy do? He shows up at the school to surprise the class, and here's their reaction when he walks in. Isn't that great?
Yes.
It's like a superstar. Look at high fives around.
That's awesome.
You don't see Cody Parkey getting that in Chicago, do you?
Sure don't. He's had to hide out. God, I just feel so sorry for that guy.
Man. On a blocked field goal, by the way. A lot of people aren't buying that, but...
Well, they've shown it, man.
They have.
Ah.
All right, we'll see what happens. I thought that was a great story, though. Little kids telling the big superstar.
I love that, yeah.
Hey, it wasn't your fault.
No, making him feel better.
It happens.
Good. People make mistakes.
All the time.
They make mistakes.
All right, so NFL playoffs this weekend. We'll see what happens between Kansas City, New England, New Orleans, and L.A. Rams. We talked about this off the air. You driving down Tropicana to the airport thinking at this time of the morning, who's going to be on the road?
Sheesh.
And you run into everything. The one thing that everybody runs into is the lack of synchronized lights, even at, 2, 3:30 in the morning?
I took someone at 3 o'clock this morning. I thought, you know what, I'll just, because it's right near here.
Yep.
I thought, you know what, I'm going to go down Desert Inn. That'll be easy. Oh, geez. Then I cut over to Trop. Every single red light, and they're none of them are synchronized. And they're like 3, 4, 5 minutes. It's ridiculous.
You know what? If I were to talk to Governor Sisolak.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is a city issue or a county.
Yeah, and I know you listen occasionally.
Yes.
So he listens.
Admit it.
Yeah, yeah.
702-739-9636, Governor. Two things I would ask him.
Yeah.
And they're so easy.
Okay.
Keep Nevada on the or at least Las Vegas, on the same time zone.
Oh, yeah.
Pick a zone and stick with it.
I'll speak for Northern Nevada when they say, we're with you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's a state thing.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
Yeah.
The other thing, and we've joked about this, we always put a bet on what's going to happen sooner.
Yeah.
The speed train from here to L.A. or synchronized lights.
Well, I've lost hope for the high-speed train, but now I think that will happen before they synchronize the lights here. I really do.
And we found out that it can only go to Victorville.
Yeah.
Well, because of the mountains.
Yeah, then you got to catch a high-speed Uber to wherever you're going.
Which, all right, we're dumping you off at Victorville. Have fun.
Yeah, because, if there's any vacation destination better than Baker, it would be Victorville.
Valley.
Yes. Yeah.
In Apple Valley.
Oh, geez.
But now you're putting your money on synchronized lights.
I don't know. I just don't know that they're ever going to happen. And I know that sometimes you get lucky, but
all right.
3 a.m, I shouldn't have had to stop for every single light on Tropicana.
You just didn't look both ways, nobody coming?
Well,
did you do it?
I've done that before. I've gotten tickets before doing that. So there's always that one cop just waiting for Carla. Like, are you kidding me? Jeez.
Okay.
No, I didn't do it this morning.
All right. Well, Governor, if you're listening this morning, 702-739-9636.
Yeah.
Bob Miller always calls in every
once
in a while.
Yes, he does. And I'm here. Listen, Governor Sisolak, you will be it'll be a guaranteed win your second term.
Yes.
If you, the time zone, leave us in the same. Don't change. We don't need to change the clocks.
Yeah.
We just don't.
Everybody would love that.
Yes.
Sunshine today and tomorrow. Highs in the low 60s. Cloudy on Sunday. It's about 48 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, I mentioned tomorrow is National Popcorn Day. It's huge, of course, in the movies. They say it's like the number one thing people munch on when they watch horror movies.
Yeah.
Now, about 30% of people bring their own popcorn to the movies, they say, because it's a little healthier. They can eat a little less because a big bucket of popcorn, it basically can kill you. So, just, yeah, not joking.
Right.
It's just, it's the worst.
Right.
Because popcorn's healthy, but there's salt, there's butter, all that stuff on it. So get the little one if you want to be healthy. Get the little one, even the small, the junior or the small. You'll live a little longer.
How many other people remember your dad? Probably it was your dad that made the popcorn at night in the pot.
Yeah.
He'd pour a little oil in it.
Yep, yeah.
And then heat it up and then pour the seeds in it.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd stand there shaking it.
Got to shake the pot. Got to go back and forth with the pot. Yeah.
And pretty fast.
Uh-huh.
Your one hand on the lid, on the handle on the lid.
Blow right off.
Right. Yeah. And then, of course, on the handle, you're going back and forth. And just that sound of the pot going back and forth.
Oh, it's
and then
coolest.
You start hearing the popcorn popping.
So exciting.
As
it
a
was.
Kid, you just went.
It was the best. I have friends who still do popcorn that way. It's the best.
You know what? I might do it tomorrow that way.
You just should do it. Just because.
In remembrance of my dad.
Don't burn it.
And that's the other thing.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta be careful.
Then it sticks to the bottom.
Yes. Truck drivers who want to, you know what, maybe help preserve the environment a little bit. Ford is developing an electric F-150 pickup truck. They hope to have it in showrooms by early 2020, so it's not that far off. An electric truck. Right there. Man, nothing says, you know, flipping Biff better than the F-150 electric.
You know that real truck guy?
I know. It's going to want that. Yeah. I'm going to get a diesel, man. Now, that's
on,
cool, though.
I got to plug my truck.
Yeah, exactly. Can we pull over?
What?
Oh, God. I'm running out of juice. I am. And I am not joking about this. And I am doing it because doctors are now warning people. This is not a joke. They're asking ladies to not jump on. There's a big viral health trend that somebody started saying that, oh, Lordy, putting parsley in places you shouldn't put it in, it's very healthy for you. It's good for your system. Well, it's not. Doctors, you don't put things that don't belong in those areas.
Right.
Yeah,
period.
Like a Rolex watch.
Yes. Yes. Or four of them, Marty. Yes, exactly. So don't put parsley in there. Okay.
Parsley watches.
And watches. Shit. Okay. It's very dangerous. Okay. So I no joke. If these are things we need to be warned about. Last year, don't eat Tide Pods. You know, don't put blindfolds on your eyes and drive. So,
all that stuff
simple.
You would think would be common knowledge.
Wouldn't you? My common sense, but no, don't put parsley in your lady parts, okay? It's Friday, a few things you should know.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. You're feeling better. You were out with the crud.
Yeah, I'll say.
Is that a different word for the flu?
Well, yes. Yeah. Because it's worse than the flu, I think. I really do.
I had the crud. Yes, I did.
All right.
Just, anyway. Right.
But yeah,
on.
But now, a couple of new movies coming out this weekend.
Yes. Well, you know, I've been a film critic now for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first like junkets I did and interviews I did for television was Unbreakable.
Oh,
that was 19 years ago.
Wow,
Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, M. Night Shyamalan. And if you remember that film, it's about superheroes live among us, but they live ordinary lives.
Yeah,
at least
I like
that
movie.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, Bruce Willis survives his train crash, and he's the only one. Well, now we had a sequel kind of that to that 2 years ago with James McAvoy in Split, where he did over 20 different personalities.
Right.
And at the end of that movie, we saw Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson. I was like, whoa, so that was also a sequel to Unbreakable.
Right.
Now we have another sequel, finally in the trilogy today, called Glass, named after Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Mm-hmm.
And this time we have McAvoy's back doing over 20 different personalities.
Oh my God.
It's insane watching that.
So
I went last night and saw this, you know, and I just could not believe how we can come in and out of all these personalities.
Wow.
But what happens is now Bruce Willis's character, they're all in this kind of mental institution. And Sarah Paulson plays this psychiatrist who's trying to say, look, you have a delusion. You guys aren't superheroes. You know, so the movie kind of questions, are they really have these abilities, and right. you know, or is and James McAvoy does the Beast, so he can like mm-hmm. lift cars and throw people through walls, and okay. You know, so it's getting mixed reviews right now. But overall, it is really fascinating to watch Bruce Willis, you know, playing a character 20 years later.
So do you have to know the other movies to see this one?
You don't, but it kind of gives a great backstory to it. Yeah, you know, you might be a little confused, like what's going on here, because it's a self-contained movie. But it's a more greater experience if you know the first two films.
All right, and the other movie?
There's a movie that I loved last year. It's one of my favorite films. It's a Japanese film called Shoplifters, and it's mm-hmm. playing over a village square, and it's about a family that shoplifts to survive. You know,
oh geez,
yeah. So they're a poor family in Japan, and so they find this one little girl who's being abused by her family, and they kind of take her away and teach her how to shoplift. So this family is stealing things from all these different stores to survive. And it's just a fascinating film. It really is. It's about family. It's about survival. Some of the greatest performances. So do yourself a favor and see this foreign film called Shoplifters. Yes, it is subtitled in Japanese, but after 10 minutes, I tell people you think you're hearing it in English. So fascinating film, yes.
Follow on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
All right, see you next week. We're going to be talking to a young lady who has to be one of the biggest Vegas Golden Knight fans.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yes, no kidding.
I say ever, but it's only been for a couple of seasons. So, but she has a favorite player, and boy, she is hooked up.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like a sixth of her life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we'll talk to her, plus those McCartney tickets we have to give away.
Yes.
Do that at 8:40. It's Friday, Crappyoke Friday.
Crappyoke Friday, people.
Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Some alarming news from the Royal Palace.
Okay. Get you caught up on that and other stories.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is kind of cool. Journey's Neil Schon invited Steve Perry to perform with him during his Journey Through Time tour. He said there's an open invitation for Steve to come out on either the 22nd or 23rd. Would love to see you, Steve. I wish he would do it. I really want to hear him sing Journey songs.
It's not going
to
happen.
But, I think Steve Perry's afraid to do it. I really do.
Doesn't have to do it.
But he doesn't have to. But man, I sure would. You want to sell more of those new albums that everybody's saying, he's all right.
Like his voice, don't like the songs.
Yeah.
But Neil, leave it alone.
Yeah. I don't think Neil really needs him to do it either. But he gave him an open invitation and said, please join me. So that'd be very, the 22nd and 23rd. We'll see.
All right.
On the 24th, if that has happened. Betty White, she celebrated her birthday yesterday, 97. Her rep said she was feeling great. And, quote, waiting for Robert Redford to make that call.
Apparently. Oh.
She told Parade magazine, and we've talked about this, her two keys to a long life, Mike. Accentuate the positive, not the negative.
Yeah.
Vodka and hot dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds like three things, but yes, and probably in that order. Ryan Reynolds tweeted, I don't usually wish ex-girlfriends happy birthday, but Betty's special. Happy birthday to the one and only.
That's a good one.
They did the proposal together, of course, which was hilarious.
Good for Ryan.
Yeah. I know. He's so cute.
All right. Focus.
And from the Royal Palace, my goodness, what is going on there? Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, he's also 97. Flipped his SUV yesterday in an accident. A car flipped his SUV. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured. He said he was, quote, dazzled by the sun. Yeah, you had the sun in your eyes, mister. Maybe you need to let somebody drive you in that SUV, which I think
you're
probably
like
does.
Married to the queen. Why wouldn't you just?
Yeah, here's the thing. Didn't we read, like, the queen doesn't need a license? She just drives without a license, right? Yeah.
I'll be going for a drive now. Where's my driver?
Put your seatbelt on.
I don't need a seatbelt.
Well, then drive the other way. The
keep drinking.
In your eyes.
I don't need a seatbelt.
For the love of bollocks, give me a swish of sweet. I can't walk it. Get one of my names to get me a shot of Dubonnet.
Off I go.
This is ridiculous. When do we get to give up these jobs? Getting too old for this. Bring me my corgi. That's my painfully deep take for this hour.
If you didn't know what this was. We have How old is she, Morty? She's a
11.
11-year-old Tegan on the phone.
Tegan, you're a bit of a fan of one of the Golden Knights in particular, aren't you?
Which one?
William Carlson.
And why is that? How did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, he's really cute and he's a really good hockey player.
You know what? I'm right with you. I am right with you. I love it.
Well, first, wait a second. As a father, how old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11 and you already know he's a cute guy?
Yeah.
What is it? His hair? What makes him so cute?
I don't know.
Sometimes, Mike, we can't explain the beauty of one man.
Oh, I see.
It's just there.
And so, have you spoken to him? Does he know that he's your favorite player?
Well, I guess because I went to practice once and him and Reed took a picture with me.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
How do you feel about Ryan Reeves?
I have to tell him he's my second favorite because at practice, he'll talk to me. So I always have to tell him he's number two, but I make a sign for him now. And it says Reeves is number two next to my Carlson sign.
Sometimes, Tegan, you know what? I'm just saying, in the future, you might have to do that again with a couple of guys. So hang on to that sign.
You're number two.
You're number two, though.
Just in case something doesn't work out with number one.
That's right. Don't go far. Yeah. Just stay close.
I mean, I have a sign.
I like Reeves a lot, actually.
Do you?
I do. I like his personality a lot. Yeah, I really do.
So, Tegan, has William Carlson come through with anything for you, being that he's your number one guy, maybe a puck, a stick, a jersey?
I got a puck. My friend Ava and Ava's friend Zoe, we all three got pucks. Ava got one from Alex Tuck. Her friend got one from Jonathan Marchessault, and I got one from Carlson.
Man, Tegan, I got to know now, do you have season tickets, or what do you have? How are you doing this? Who are you going with to the games? Is it mom? Is it a friend?
It's Ava.
Ava's the one who has them. Okay.
Yeah, she has season tickets. So whenever they have an extra ticket, they'll bring me, or her dad will buy an extra ticket for me, and we'll go to the game.
I gotta get
to know Ava. Mike and I cannot score tickets for the life of us. We need an Ava.
Tegan, I can tell you this. Next time Dad has an extra ticket and you're already going, Carla has never gone to a Knights game.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I know.
Tell her what she's missing.
I go down to the tunnel and I get to high-five all of them when they're coming out. You have to bang on the glass and try and get a puck. At the end, if we win, they might give you a stick because they have the top three stars of the game. So you could get a stick. And it's a lot of fun.
Wow. There's your connection right there.
I guess so. I got to back it up. You lost me a bang on glass. I man alive. I was all excited because I threw a ball out at a 51s game. Jeez.
So Tegan, you going to the game tomorrow night?
No, I think Ava's grandma and her grandma's friend are going.
Oh, come on, Ava. Come on, help a sister out, man.
Well, at least you can watch it on TV.
Why do I think Ava's grandmother is my age?
Tegan, tell everybody what school you go to.
I go to Cadwalader.
Okay, so a shout out to everybody at Cadwalader Elementary School.
Yes, Cadwalader.
Tegan, you are a sweetheart. Enjoy the rest of the hockey season. And one more time, give us a Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go!
She is a huge fan.
No kidding.
11 years Jeez. Old. Tegan, William Carlson. Boy, see, that's what I love about hockey is that, you know, the players are good guys. You know, they're handing the kids pucks and sticks and stuff like that.
Cool. It's a cool sport.
Well, I hope she gets to meet William Carlson.
I know. So do I. Why do I think that'll happen? It'll happen at some point. It's got to.
I mean, she already has the picture, right?
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
She met him then.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all good.
Come on.
Here we go. We got those tickets for Paul McCartney. They don't go on sale until next Tuesday, the 22nd, for the public. This is Freshen Up Tour, Saturday, June 29th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So, we got the phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather here in just a couple of minutes. John Schaefer is out today.
Yes.
Mitch Kelly's been doing news.
Right.
So we had to find a replacement in our trio. And
yes.
Morty, if you've not met Morty yet, the newest member of the morning show, he's our morning show producer.
Right.
And so Morty is filling in, and he is helping us out with Crappyoke Friday.
Did a great job, yeah.
All you have to do is figure out all these songs by title in order, starting with caller number 9. Here you go.
Where the Undertaker drew a heavy sigh, seeing no one else had come.
was quite good. Nicely produced, too, Engineer Mike.
All right.
Nicely produced.
All man. Those songs in, by title in order. Again, phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather. Start with caller number 9. Here it is. I'm going to play it for you. It's a little long, but here it is one more time.
Well, the Undertaker drew a heavy sigh. See, no one else had come. And a bell was ringing in the village square for the rabbit on a run. Soldier boy kisses girl.
Other news. Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Someone in Kentucky randomly decided to run over a snowman on Monday.
Jeez.
But he didn't realize it was built over a tree stump.
Yeah.
So the guy who built the snowman posted a picture showing the tire tracks and a bumper-shaped dent in the snow against the stump.
Oh,
that's great. I love stuff like that.
Right on.
See?
Love it. That's great. I know.
Karma.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm
going to
run over this snowman.
Jeez.
There's a guy in Pennsylvania who has an emotional support alligator.
Okay.
He says the...
All right.
The gator's so domesticated, he acts like a dog. And the guy even takes him to the senior center to spend time with other people there.
I'm seeing a trend.
Wow, apparently alligators are much friendlier than we all thought.
Right yesterday, up until they bite you
well,
and take off your head.
I know, the woman yesterday taking selfies.
Yeah.
And
A little 4-foot alligator.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I think I could take a 4-foot alligator.
You think, okay.
I mean, how tall are you?
I'm 5 feet.
Okay,
I'm
so a foot
feet.
Shorter than you. I think I could take that alligator.
To here, yeah. So, yeah. I got scared. There was a little lizard in my driveway, like my porch area, I told you a while ago. I swear it was like that, what, 3 inches, 4 inches? I wouldn't go out. There was a package on my porch. I wouldn't go out. A little lizard. It looked
just
like, and I called
lizard?
My friend, and I said, there's a lizard. It's not, do you know how much bigger than the lizard? I know, but he looks like a gator. He looks like a little gator.
You didn't take him inside, take selfies, watch movies?
I know, I should have. And do you know he didn't move? He didn't move for like an hour. I mean, didn't move his stance
because
for
he
like
was messing
hour.
With you.
I know.
He was
I
in
know.
Your head, man.
And then finally he was gone. It was like, he's in my house. He's in my house. I know he came in my house. He's going to be in my pants or my underpants.
You wish.
How true. You know me well, partner.
Yep.
The town of Braddock, Pennsylvania. This is so cool. I think they should do this in politics. They're holding open auditions for their next mayor. The decision was made after one of the two mayoral candidates was registered to vote in two towns. So they said, no, this is not fair. So the city council president, Tina Deuce, says they'll give any interested resident 5 minutes to audition. I don't know if this is, it can be singing, it can be dancing, whatever you want to do. And then they'll select the winner that night. It's like a big, you know, like you work a competition. Yeah.
Well, that's where you don't want to be first. That's where you don't want to be first.
No, what is he doing? Is he doing tap? I'm not going to do tap. I'm going to do hip hop, man. I'm going to do a little hip hop and a pop and lock.
Pop and lock.
Mayor Pop and Lock. That's right.
Pop and lock.
Pop and lock. It's our new morning show.
Yeah.
And a real estate agent from China arrested because he was, oh my God, silly me. He was married to 3 different women.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. You want more than one wife? 36 years old, and they all had apartments within 1/2 mile of each other.
Wow.
But, you know, you got to, I mean, if you're doing that, you got to get there quick.
Sister
right?
Wives International.
Yes, exactly.
Talk about the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. Well, he was able to keep them secret, these marriages secret. And then he always told his wives he was traveling for work. And
of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the cops found out and he said, I didn't know marrying 3 women was illegal. I had no idea. One of the wives, of course, found text messages to another wife and then told the other two.
Texting, see?
I know. I know.
You don't text or write.
Yeah.
No, if you're married to three women, you do not text or write.
And the three women are friends now.
Yeah, and they're exactly.
They're best friends.
Oh, my God, I can't even believe it. Did he do that to you?
Yes,
he did.
Let's have wine.
Too. Yeah. Wow. Crack it open. It's Friday. Your other news.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Heap, and he's from Des Moines, Iowa. Well, you know what? You win a big lottery, right? You generally get a big check.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up at the lottery headquarters in Iowa, won a scratcher ticket worth $1.
Just a buck.
Just a dollar. But he said, you know what? I don't want the cash. I want a big check. You know, uh-huh. Treat me like a winner. Well, they did.
You know, the guy came down the stairs, took me to the back room where the camera was with the Iowa Lottery logo in the background. And sure enough, they wrote me the $1 check and had me hold it up for the camera and took a picture.
If you're wondering what he's done with the money, that $1, he's blown through it all already. He used it to buy a half gallon of gas.
So he took it all in one lump sum?
He did. He took it all in one lump sum. You don't want to split that up, Mike.
No.
You know, that's a great story for a Friday.
That is a great story.
Love it.
If you have a feel-good story you want us to hear about, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Just remember, anything you missed on the morning show, you can actually keep up with the condensed version of the show by downloading a podcast of the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Interviews, showbiz news, and there's a lot more, all right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush, she'll have your next chance to win that $1,000, qualify for the 10 grand in the 10K payday contest. Plus, you'll have tickets for Billy Idol. Make sure you're listening for that at about 11:40. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Of course, all of us looking forward to the long holiday weekend. Monday, we observe Martin Luther King Day. So enjoy the weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And we will talk to you when we come back Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
To the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.